try to get outside if you get the opportunity to enjoy it. Just stay well hydrated.
Yes.
We always tell people, stay well hydrated if you are going to be outside, all right? That reaffirming voice that you are hearing is our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. It is time for the Positive Points on Aging. It's one of our favorite things that we do here in the mornings. Every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock is where we talk about different things that impact our older adults, our seniors, and we have some good topics that Karen and Katie from Oak Leaf Village bring to us. Today, I want to focus with you on Parkinson's.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the treatment, talk a little bit about how to deal with it and how to get some support and all of that stuff. So where are we starting?
Well, everybody knows about Parkinson's thanks to Michael J. Fox. I mean, we all remember when he came out. God, it's been years ago that he announced that he had Parkinson's. He was very young, and you kind of didn't hear much about it for a long time, and you really don't see too much about him. He's out there a little bit acting, but he fortunately for him, and I don't mean this quite as rough as it's going to sound, but he had the money to get the help that he needs. And it's hard to get the help you need when you have an illness, and we all know that. But he brought awareness to Parkinson's, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for him that he had to go through this disease, but I'm glad that he could bring awareness to it. Parkinson's. Everybody sort of thinks they know a little bit about Parkinson's, but we really, there's more to it than the tremors that everybody thinks about. You know, we all talk about, oh, I've got Parkinson's because my hands shake. Well, no, that's not necessarily true.
Right.
There's tremors you can have and not have Parkinson's.
All kinds of neurological things that can cause tremors.
Yes, and so you have to remember that. But, you know, the thing about Parkinson's is it is a disease that can control and cause stiffening of your movements. We call it freeze walking. Sometimes people try to take a step and they can't get going, so they start rocking back and forth, and that gets them pushing forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Balance is really bad. Other symptoms that you can have that can worsen over time that people don't think about besides the walking is talking can become very difficult. It's hard to enunciate words. They just don't come out correctly. You can also have mental and behavioral changes. You know, you don't like to think about that, but sometimes your behavior just gets a little wonky for a technical word there. But it does change. And then sleep problems. Now, I have sleep problems. I don't ever sleep regularly. And there are a lot of illnesses out there that can cause sleep problems. So just because I don't sleep well doesn't mean I have Parkinson's.
No, of course.
So don't jump on that one.
Right.
But it does cause sleep problems. It also causes depression because when you think about the fact that you're shaking or you can't walk or you can't talk, it makes people very depressed.
I certainly can understand why.
You can make
sense. I mean, something you've done all your life all of a sudden is kind of being taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
How is that not supposed to affect you? I don't care if you're the ultimate optimist.
Yes, exactly. And the other couple of things are memory problems. Some people don't think that there's memory issues with Parkinson's, but there can be. And fatigue is also one of them. Not only do you have trouble sleeping, but you're tired a lot because your body, particularly if you do have Parkinson's with the tremors, your body is expending a lot of energy with those tremors. If you think about shaking all the time, it uses up calories and it makes you tired.
Yeah.
So those are things.
And you don't think about that.
You don't.
You really don't.
No. I mean, I've known people to have palsy, the shakes, and lose just tons of weight. But, you know, it's one of those things you don't think about.
Yeah, you don't think about that.
Anybody can get Parkinson's. This is also a misnomer. When I grew up, you always thought of people who got Parkinson's having it because of the gene, Parkinson gene.
Right.
Probably what Michael J. Fox has because he got it so young. But anybody can get it. Head traumas can cause it. Drug abuse can cause it. There's a lot of things that they're finding. They really don't know. But most people develop their first symptoms of the disease at 60. Some of them get it as an early onset in their 50s, but most of them get it at 60 and above. Again, they're not really sure what's causing this disease. But the most prominent signs and symptoms of Parkinson's occur when the cells in the basal ganglia area of the brain become impaired and start to die.
Okay.
Very much like Alzheimer's. I know I'm getting kind of technical here, but it's very much like what we see with Alzheimer's, and your brain starts to deteriorate. And so they have to start looking at ways to control that and the things that happen with that. There are a lot of big words here I could use that I can't pronounce, so I'm not even going to bother.
No.
But the main chemical in the brain that controls the function of your body, such as your blood pressure and your heart rate, you start to lose that. And that's why sometimes you see the fatigue and why people, when they stand up, their blood pressure drops a lot. So these are things to look for, folks. These are not necessarily always going to be Parkinson's, but these are things that you might want to look for because they're things that you can do and talk to your doctor about to get help if you do start to see some symptoms. Some of the four main symptoms are the tremors of the hands, which we've talked about, and your arms and your legs. Jaws can tremor, can shake. You see people with shaky jaws, which also impedes their speech and their speaking,
mm-hmm.
and your head can shake. The muscle stiffness, the freeze walking, the muscles remain contracted for a very long time, and it takes an extra push to kind of get them moving again. And that's very uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever had a frozen muscle, like a cramp almost. It really is very difficult to deal with sometimes. Slowness of movement.
Mm-hmm.
People with Parkinson's start to move and walk slowly because sometimes their balance is impaired and they're afraid of falling, but also just because it's hard to move their limbs.
Right.
We talked about depression, difficulty swallowing and chewing and speaking. Again, you don't think about speaking and swallowing and chewing all being connected, but they are. The same muscles are used to do all of those. So when one is impaired, it impairs all of them. You have urinary tract and problems because, again, your muscles in your body are not working the way they're supposed to. So your colon's not working properly. Things just don't happen. One of the symptoms that you'll see or one of the things that people talk about, and I've always found this interesting, people have trouble writing. And you'll notice people with Parkinson's, their writing is very small. It's teeny tiny because they can't make their hands do the motions they're supposed mm-hmm. to do. So
didn't think about that.
You don't. Your hands cramp. And so one of the things that they look for when you're doing a neurological exam is, has your handwriting changed? You know, some of us have terrible handwriting, and so it's hard to tell if it changes at all.
Right.
Or some of us have really big handwriting, but if it starts to decrease, that could be a symptom of Parkinson's and a sign that you're getting Parkinson's. You might want to have some things checked on.
Right.
Usually your friends and family notice it first, though. You know, always, if you have a loved one that you think has an illness, whether it's Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something that you think is going on, don't hesitate to say something to them.
Sure.
Parkinson's, because it affects the muscles, people lose expression in their face. Where you and I can smile and have eye movement and stuff, they don't typically have that.
Interesting.
If you notice these kinds of things, it's good to encourage your loved ones to get some help. I mean, I'm always talking about that, and y'all hear me say it all the time. Get some help. Talk to somebody who knows. But if you see somebody that you know and love and they're not willing because they're scared, be their partner. Help them through this process because it is scary.
Well, and Parkinson's is one where we can't necessarily stop it, but we can slow it.
Yes, and we're going to talk about
that. Yeah, we'll get into the treatments and things like that in the second half here. I think people need to realize, you know, you mentioned that having money, that certainly can get you better treatment and this and that. More, I can get into this experimental treatment, or I can travel to this.
I can travel.
Go see
That's
this expert.
Yeah.
I can go see the foremost on this. You know, I get all that. You mentioned Michael J. Fox. I always think about Muhammad Ali
with
what he had.
Yeah.
People don't realize there's some other prominent names.
There's
Neil Diamond
Neil
has
Diamond
Parkinson's. Alan Alda has Parkinson's.
No, I
Alan Alda
know
has
that.
Parkinson's.
See, you're more read up on it than
well,
I am in some ways. I did not know that.
There are things that I do remember. And when you see somebody who, and it makes you go look it up, does he have Parkinson's? I see he's got the shakes.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean anything. But, you know, he's also 87 years, 88 years old, whatever it is. And so I went and looked it up. And sure enough, Alan Alda was diagnosed in 2015. With Parkinson's, so he's been dealing with it also. I'm just saying it can happen to anybody, whether you're rich and famous or if it's just your next door neighbor.
Right.
You know, it can happen to anybody. And as you mentioned, it's not necessarily something that you're guaranteed to get.
Nope.
Even if it's in your family history or not. So you don't know. We'll do a break. We'll come back. Karen's with us from Oakleaf Village. We're talking about Parkinson's on the Positive Points on Aging.
Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
In the Barkmeyer's
Inside Studio.
It's Kevin Cohen.
All right, final segment for you here on this a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be Clear to Close with Erica and Mary Gervais. They're coming on in here in about 15 minutes. But we are very excited to continue our discussion as we have our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakley Village in Lexington, our Positive Points on Aging. And we've been focusing this morning on Parkinson's.
Yes.
And we've talked a lot about what it is. We've talked about how it can afflict people. But what do we do about it once we know someone's diagnosed?
You got to get help. I mean, this is not a disease that you can just kind of play around with. And you have to take your medications. The medications are not always wonderful. When I first got into the senior care industry, I had a resident who had Parkinson's. And she hallucinated. She always saw little children. And I finally had to go to a doctor and say, what's going on? I don't understand. And they had to educate me. Because
right.
some of the drugs can cause side effects like hallucinations. And you just need to be aware that they're not great drugs. They're improving them all the time. But the medications that they treat the symptoms. One of them is by increasing the dopamine levels mm-hmm. in the brain. You were talking about that earlier today.
Right.
Brushing your teeth and
right.
stuff. They have an effect on the brain's chemicals, like the neurotransmitters, which can help get information from brain cells and transmit it that
mm-hmm.
way. They also have medications that help with non-movement, and those are the ones that typically, I think, cause some of the hallucination.
Right.
Those of you who know more than I do out there, you can correct me if you'd like, because I know that I'm not a doctor and I'm not trying to play one, but I do have a little bit of knowledge, but I want people to understand that that there are medications. But the main help for therapy for Parkinson's is a drug called levodopa. And it helps with the dopamines in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really important thing to know. But levodopa has some really nasty side effects.
Don't they all?
Don't they
yeah,
all?
Yeah.
Vomiting, low blood pressure, restlessness. And, you know, you think of restlessness, but restless leg syndrome can be a sign of Parkinson's. So if you got taking levodopa, is it going to affect it, make it worse?
Right.
Yeah. Again, you need a neurologist, and there's some really great clinics around this area. There's one in Augusta, and there's one in Charlotte, or North Charlotte, that you really should look into if you think you have Parkinson's.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are really going to walk you through these medications and help you when you're
doctors
having trouble.
Doctors at both
with them.
Of those places are spectacular.
They really
I've been to both.
Oh,
because,
really?
Well, Mom had MS.
That's right, she had MS.
And so we did
yeah.
Both Augusta and the one in Charlotte, mostly mm-hmm. Augusta. And I could tell you that you're absolutely right, though.
Yeah.
For us, it was multiple sclerosis, another situation with brain lesions.
Right.
But this was Parkinson's, and I know that just they are very well prepared for people with that.
Right. And they can get you where you need to go if you need something else. The other thing that they are doing, and you'll see people with shunts quite frequently, they do deep brain stimulation. It's a procedure where they do implants in the brain, and they say they help. I've known people that have them, and they do wonderful things for the brain.
I think this is one, Karen, and I'm just making this as no science behind it, just gut feeling.
Yeah.
And you and I have been doing this show together for a long time.
Yeah.
You've never heard me say something like this. I think we're going to win on Parkinson's.
I hope so.
Might not be in my lifetime or your lifetime. I think we're going to get this one, though. I think what we're finding out with stem cells and
yes.
what we're finding out with the research, I think they're going to figure out how to fix this one. I really do.
Well, and I was reading a lot about diet. Diet affects it. Watch what you're eating. You know, I'm a great bacon eater, but processed foods are terrible for you. They just are.
It is what it is. Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why it tastes so good.
That's
probably
right.
Because it's just not good for you.
Right. But and then they talk about things like artificial sweeteners, you know, but if you're diabetic, what you going to do if you want something
exactly.
sweet?
Yeah.
So you have to think about
like
that.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. But you and I were talking about Muhammad Ali. There's a program here in town that I know that some people who have had Parkinson's have done, and it's a boxing program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good for the stimulation and the movement for people with Parkinson's and the coordination that they lose. It helps keep that coordination. And it's
a lot of people with Parkinson's end up getting diagnosed with that, and then they are also given physical therapy.
Right, that's what I was going to go
yeah.
with that. I know this boxing program has been really good for folks, but also if you can't do that, then get physical therapy, get PT, get occupational therapy, because you need to learn to know how to get in and out of a chair if you're trembling or
right.
you're freezing.
Sure.
How I know that we have Fox Rehab over at Oakleaf, and they have an mm-hmm. office there. And Teresa, our main physical therapist, does an amazing job with people who have freeze gait. She can help teach them how to rock back and forth and how to get their legs moving again right. so they don't trip and fall. Because, you know, if you think about it, when you're standing there and your legs lock up, that's a real quick way to fall
sure
on your face,
is.
And
sure.
there's nothing you can do about
no,
it.
That's so scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. Real quick, we've talked about all these things. Muscle strengthening, massage is really good for it too, yoga, tai chi. But important things are the neurologist in Augusta and in Charlotte. They're both wonderful. But there's also a great support group here in Columbia. We North and South Carolina sort of share the Parkinson's Association together. But locally, we have a great group that meets the third Sunday of every month at 3 o'clock at Lexington Medical Center at Park. I think it's Lexington Medical Center Park 1. They have a phone number, which is 803-335-4727. They also have a Facebook page that I encourage people to go to, or you can go to ColumbiaParkinsonSupportGroup.org. And if you have Parkinson's, these are the people that are going to help you. And I know that for years, this Parkinson's group, even through COVID, was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of things. They help people find doctors. They help people find communities if they have to move to assisted living.
Right.
They help them find the programs like the boxing program
right.
or the physical therapy groups. So call these folks. Go to their Facebook page. It's the Columbia Parkinson Support Group. And get help with them because they do a wonderful job.
One of the things I want to emphasize that Karen talks about a lot here is when you get a diagnosis that's not something you want to get, you're never alone.
No.
Okay, you're never, ever, ever alone. There are great support groups
yes.
throughout the Midlands area for people that are dealing with all kinds of afflictions, all kinds of disease, all kinds of problems. And if you're ever not sure how to find one, that's one of the great things about Karen. Call her over at Oakleaf Village.
Yes.
And I know that you've got tremendous resources. And if you don't know it, you'll dig it up and call someone back.
That's what I was going to say. If I can't help you immediately, give me your number. I will call you
exactly.
back because I can find somebody who
yeah.
can help
that's
you.
That's one of the things. And I say this. Whether you're sitting here or not, Karen, you're a beautiful, compassionate person because that's not part of the job description. It's just because you care.
It's because you got to do it.
Because you care.
As human beings, we have
yeah.
to help each other, and I think this is what's important in this situation. But you can call me at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477 at any time and just ask for Karen or Katie, and we'll both help you. And our website is oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderfully done. I really appreciate it. And again,
sure.
The folks over at Oakleaf Village are great partners of ours with the Positive Points on Aging. You see that we sit here and we talk about topics. We don't sit here and do an infomercial
nope.
on the facility. You'll get great care at the facility, and you'll get great people looking out for your family members. But that's not why we're here today. We're here to help any way we can. Thank you, Miss Karen.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Have a good
it
week.
Very much. Yeah, do the same.
Stay hydrated.
Enjoy you for sure. Well, that's going to wrap it. Don't forget, this afternoon I'll be back at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. For Karen and for Brian, I'm Kevin. Thank you for listening to The Point. Erica and Mary Gervais coming up next.
Mornings with Kev.